Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Stephanie Erlbacher Fox, PhD, Principal at Fox Consulting Limited, an adjunct professor at Carleton University's School of Public Policy and Administration.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Erlbacher Fox. I live in Yellowknife, and I have been involved in negotiating and implementing modern treaties for about the last 25 years.
What do modern treaties mean to you?
I think to a large extent, treaties go a long way to recognizing that we live in a colonial state and a colonial society. They provide a forum to discuss what the relationship should look like. A treaty is not where Indigenous people find self-determination. A self-government agreement is not self-determination. What these agreements do is they provide people with sort of different tools they need to build self-determination.
What role do youth have in treaties?
What we're negotiating, we're leaving it open so that in 20, 30 years, people can come back to the table. So I think recognizing treaties are an ongoing relationship. So you always have to build, you always have to work at it. There will always be a role for youth to take those treaties, understand them, understand what people intended them to do in the past, but then reinterpret them for the reality that the youth are living in. So there's that aspect. And I think the other aspect is to understand that, even if you have your rights recognized, you always have to fight for them. No one is going to say, oh, you have a right. We're going to respect that. How would you like us to do it? They are going to not respect it. And they're going to assume that if it bothers you, you'll say something. It's like any agreement. It's if people aren't interested and if they don't fight for it and if they're not engaged, not much is going to happen. So a treaty is really what people make it.
And how can they get involved?
So I think it's important to read the historic treaties. Try to read through the modern treaty that you are a member of, that your family is a member of. It's legal and it's hard and you won't understand most of it. But you have to start somewhere and you have to stay with it. Indigenous youth, if you're interested in negotiations and they're happening in your community, go to them. And if you can't get permission to get time off school, talk to your principal, talk to the negotiator, they'll help you. I think always having youth engagement. So, getting involved just by observing, read newsletters, go to websites, inform yourself. And there are always lots of people, I think, who are ready and willing and interested to engage youth in negotiating and implementing modern treaties.